This November's midterm elections have energized a lot of people. But it's a fact that midterm elections are generally not very popular. According to the United States Election Project, the 2014 election had an underwhelming voter turnout of just 36%. The highest midterm participation rate in the 20th century was way back in 1966, and even then, less than 49% of eligible Americans voted. Presidential elections are typically a bit better. In 2016, we had a relatively high 60% participation rate. Last year, my family and I lived in Sweden, where it's also an election year, for parliament. In 2002, the Swedes saw a serious dip in their voter participation rate, and they've been working hard to get it back up. To be more precise, in the 1970s, 90% of Swedish adults voted. Then, in 2002, that rate dropped to about 80%, and the Swedes decided they needed to do something about it. It's back to about 85% in the last election, but apparently that's just not good enough. Let me add that in Sweden, if you're a legal resident, as soon as you turn 18, you're automatically registered to vote. You don't have a choice. You're registered. And voting is much simpler. If you're not among the many who vote by mail, you come to a voting station, show your state ID, which every single Swede has from the government, and you choose a party represented by different colored paper. Stick the paper in an envelope, and you're done. By comparison, in our democracy, it's not always easy just to register to vote. Never mind that our ballots are complex and confusing. The analytical and data-driven Swedes consider it a problem that only 75% of immigrants vote. And in some immigrant-heavy areas, the voting rate is only between 40 and 50%. So the Swedes have started to focus more energy on inclusivity programs in those areas and actively recruit more immigrants to run for office. They've set a goal for having new Swedes vote at the same rate as native Swedes. I wonder what our government would look like if we set a clear goal of encouraging everyone to vote, of making the voting process simpler and hassle-free, and of not letting up the pressure until 80% of all American adults voted. I'd be pretty happy if we had that goal just in Vermont, to start.